Climate change is stirring anxiety along the coasts of Fiji. The Fijian government says hundreds of villages by the ocean are threatened by rising seas and some will have to be moved to higher ground. But locals in one of those communities say they don't want to leave. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Fiji.
Korova is only a few kilometres from central Suva's busy streets, but it feels like a different universe. Children play around large kamakos or Fijian canoes while women work on traditional prints. The sea laps on the shore only metres away, and villager Chichiwa Berapaki says the ocean is at the core of community life.
It's the ocean who's doing everything. It's the ocean who's giving us the oxygen. Or the ocean protects us. Ocean provides for us.
But he says the ocean is suffering. The ancestral island home they left three decades ago is now being damaged by pollution and rising seas.
It's eaten away. It's destroying our shores in our island because they're forgetting the ocean. They're destroying the ocean.
Now this family is trying to turn Korova into a sanctuary safe from a changing climate. They've planted a wide expanse of new mangrove seedlings to provide a physical buffer from the sea. Eunice Paki earns money by making traditional masi bark cloth, which she decorates with dye patterns. But many of the trees and plants she relies on for her craft are dying out.
There is less of this plant now and it's harder to find. I suspect it's because of changes to the weather. It's not like before when there were lots of these plants.
Korova was also battered by Tropical Cyclone Winston in 2016, and storms are expected to get worse as the climate changes. It's one of hundreds of communities which the Fijian government says are at risk. Officials have already visited here to discuss relocation, but Chichiwa Berapaki does not want to leave.
I mean, it's not right for us to move because we have, there is a very strong bond between us and the ocean.
His brother Samiti Vamapaki is a master boat builder and also wants to stay close to the sea. He hopes the big countries responsible for climate change will help save his village by cutting emissions.
We should follow God's teaching. If the scientists warn us that what we are doing is destroying life on the planet, then we should refrain from doing it. That is God's teaching.
Chichiwa Berapaki cannot hide his anxiety about the future, but he remains full of hope.
Even though some of our places, the sea have washed away, but still our small village here, somehow the ocean is giving us time.
The question is, how much time? This is Stephen Jedgetts in Fiji for AM.